Well, I was a barmaid at a Premiership club.
It's a marriage made in heaven. Already great.
What Premiership club were you a barmaid at?
Well, I really don't want to say that.
Well, I'm really going to have to ask you again. What bar? There, all right. Is there an E in this team?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an I in this team?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Okay, let me just ask this.
Do you want to know how many?
Not yet. No. Which first? Okay, so you were... Oh, this is going to be good. So go on, you tell the story, Joanne. Go on.
Well, I was there for 2 years, mm-hmm. which was quite a long time, really. So
longer than Martin O'Neill's going to be, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
More Christian, not the Christian Gross managed.
Go on. Sorry, go on.
It was 3 footballers and 1 manager.
Whoa. Man, I like that. Don't give us the period. You could be 60 years old for all we know, right? So this could be any time. You could
I
be
have
no-
to say how I wasn't the worst barmaid that worked there.
Really?
That was quite low, yeah. Definitely.
Would this be amongst the playing staff of the club? What do you mean that was quite low?
Well, you know, only 4 in 2 years.
All right, and this could have been in the 50s, this could have been the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s or 90s, couldn't it?
It could be.
Any period you like. Now, you say you, I mean, you know, you weren't the one that was keenest on the playing staff. What kind of ratio would the one at the top of the league have been on the playing staff then?
Well, the very top.
Yes.
Still to me.
11?
No.
20? No, what are you referring to? I mean, would have gone... To, no, all I want... No, the numbers no, here. No, the numbers
here. Are you suggesting that one of our maids slept with the chairman?
Perhaps one of the cleaners.
One of the cleaners slept with the chairman.
Oh, that's all right. One of the male cleaners. We don't know anything about... We don't know what period we're talking about here. Now, you said you went out with three of the players...
And
one manager.
Yeah.
When you say you went out with them, is that a polite term for... You
it
know,
is.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, an encounter.
Why do you like footballers?
Well, it wasn't that I liked football. It's just that I was always there, and footballers and people around football was all that I was meeting.
Hmm, I suppose so. You didn't apply for the job and think, oh, there's an in on the lads in shorts or anything.
Yeah, I did, actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. You wanted to meet the footballers.
Yeah.
How come you're not there anymore?
Well, I got a better job, and footballers just became a bit boring, so yeah. I moved on now.
But do you ever kind of watch Match of the Day and stuff? Think if you had to take a position at one of the clubs, all puns intended, which club would you go to? Just for the talent there.
Chelsea.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that can be arranged.
I'm very good friends with Rude Hullet.
Now, I don't want to be forever teasing the listeners. I certainly don't want to be upsetting Adam.
No, but by the same time, Joanne here has very kindly called him. We don't want to embarrass her.
We don't want to embarrass her.
No.
I now have the names in front of me of the football.
Oh, no.
No.
Just show me.
What's important is that there are three people in this team.
We don't know what period it was.
No, it could be any time. Are defenders. And she has missed out on one of the legendary masculinities in football by missing out on the one member of the back four.
You're going to have to explain that to me during the ads.
I don't have to explain
it. Joanne, by the way, just yeah. Because I can't wait to get to the ads now to find this out. Joanne, why on earth did you actually give the names up here? Did you speak to Jamie?
I did, yeah.
He's a right old smoothie, isn't he? Of course.
Jamie actually asked you for them. Any women who call in on this subject, you don't have to give the names.
Particularly not to Jamie. You'll be in every newspaper in Britain tomorrow.
No, it certainly won't. Jamie's secret goes with the grave to him, which of course is the his house. Give us that over. Let me just have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we know who else has played in that team at some time in the past.
Yeah. There's a grain, a shred of
like
tea in this.
G of tea in that.
I'm going to attach my hat to a standard rocket and send it up in the air to Joanne.
Wow. And I'm going to get a T-shirt made with a face on it.
Well, one minute. We'll be right back. Hang on, 1 second. No, don't play it. No, just 1 second. Fade my microphone. Yeah, it's all right. Wow. Oh, you know, listen, seriously, do it the traditional route. Get a job as a black taxi driver in London, and then you ask me who it was. That's how I pass on information, it seems. That was extraordinary. Cool. Thank you, Joanne. That's our category. I don't know why I just seem to go out with footballers. Even at a park level, we wanted it. Especially if you're a male. And you can see we can be discreet. We've got another hour to get through without me mentioning this.
And the biscuit letter.
Oh, no, we can't do that. Bump someone through, Phil. All right. All of those are married.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
To my S.
Oh, sorry, Dave. Dave on three, was it?